Chapter 12. While the lion was speaking these words to the eagle, I watched, and I saw that the remaining head had disappeared. Then the two wings that had gone over to it rose up and set themselves up to reign. But their reign was brief and full of tumult. And as I watched, I saw that they were already vanishing. The whole body of the eagle went up in flames, and the earth was aghast. Then, because my mind was filled with great aberration and great fear, I awoke. And I said to my spirit, "You have brought this upon me, because you search out the ways of the Most High. Behold, I am mentally exhausted and feeble in spirit, and not even a little strength is left in me, because of the great fear I encountered this night. Therefore, I will now entreat the Most High that he may uphold me to the end." Then I said, "O Lord, Lord, if I have found favor in your sight, and if I have been accounted by you to be more righteous than the many, and if my prayer has indeed come up before your face, uphold me and disclose to me, your servant, the interpretation and meaning of this terrifying vision, so that you may fully comfort my soul. For you have judged me worthy to be shown the end of the times and the conclusion of the times." He said to me,
"This is the interpretation of this vision that you have seen. The eagle that you saw coming up from the sea is the fourth kingdom that appeared in a vision to your brother Daniel. But it was not explained to him as I now explain to you. Indeed, the days are coming when a kingdom shall arise on earth, and it shall be more terrifying than all the kingdoms that have been before it. And 12 kings shall reign in it, one after another. But the second that is to reign shall hold sway for a longer time than any of the other 12. This is the interpretation of the 12 wings that you saw." As for the voice you heard speaking, not coming from its heads, but from the middle of its body, this is the interpretation. In the middle of that kingdom's time, inconsiderable struggles shall arise, and it shall be in danger of falling. Nevertheless, it shall not fall then, but shall regain its former power. As for the 8 underwings which you saw springing from its wings, this is the interpretation. 8 kings shall arise in it, whose times shall be short and their years swift. 2 of them shall perish when the middle of its time draws near, while 4 shall be reserved for the time when its end approaches. But 2 shall be reserved until the end. As for the 3 dormant heads, this is the interpretation. At its consummation, the Most High will raise up 3 kings, and they shall renew many things in it, and shall rule the earth and its inhabitants more oppressively than all who were before them. For this reason, they are called the heads of the eagle, because they are the ones who shall be the heads of his wickedness and bring about his end. Concerning the larger head that you saw disappearing, one of the kings shall die in his bed, but in agonies. But as for the 2 who remained, the sword shall devour them. For the sword of one shall devour his companion, but in the end, he too shall fall by the sword. As for the 2 underwings which you saw passing over to the head which was on the right side, this is the interpretation. These are the ones whom the Most High has reserved for its end, This was the reign which was brief and full of tumult, as you have seen. And concerning the lion whom you saw roaring out of the forest and speaking to the eagle and reproving him for his unrighteousness, and as for all his words that you have heard, this is the anointed one whom the Most High has reserved until the end of days, who will arise from the seed of David and will come and speak with them. He will upbraid them for their wickedness and will condemn them for their injustices and confront them directly with their contemptuous dealings. For first, he will bring them alive for judgment, and when he has upbraided them, then he will destroy them. But the remnant of my people who remain throughout my borders, he will set free with compassion, and he will make them joyful until the end, the day of judgment of which I spoke to you at the beginning. This is the dream that you saw, and this is its interpretation. However, you alone have been deemed worthy to learn this secret of the Most High. Therefore, write everything that you have seen in a book, and put it in a hidden place. Then teach them to the wise among your people, whose hearts you know are able to comprehend and preserve these secrets. But as for you, wait here 7 more days, so that whatever the Most High finds it necessary to reveal to you may be revealed to you.
Then he left me. When all the people heard that the 7 days had passed, and that I had not returned to the city, they all gathered together, from the least to the greatest, and came to me and spoke to me, saying,
How have we offended you, and how have we mistreated you, so that you have forsaken us to linger in this place? For of all the prophets, you alone are left to us, like a cluster of grapes from the vintage, and like a lamp in a dark place, and like a haven for a ship saved from a storm. Are not the evils that have befallen us enough, but that you should have also forsaken us? Therefore, if you also forsake us, how much better it would have been for us if we had been consumed in the conflagration of Zion, for we are no better than those who died there.
And they wept with a loud voice. Then I answered them and said, Take courage, O Israel, and do not be sorrowful, O house of Jacob. For the Most High has you in remembrance, and the Mighty One has not forgotten you in your struggle. As for me, I have not forsaken you, nor will I withdraw from you. But I have come to this place to pray on account of the desolation of Zion, and to seek compassion on account of the humiliation of our sanctuary. Now go to your homes, every one of you, and after these days I will come to you. So the people went into the city, as I advised them to do. But I sat in the field 7 days, as he had commanded me. And I ate only flowers of the field, and plants were my food during those days.